This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, beautiful people. Happy Friday to you. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great morning to be here with you in America's finest city. I am broadcasting live from my home office. And for the last day, I'll be back in Monday, feeling much, much better. Thanks for all the well wishes, certainly. And again, thanks to my partners over there. Paulie Reindl, the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
How was the anniversary dinner last night?
Anniversary dinner was outstanding.
I want to hear what you had in a moment, but okay. I want to introduce our pal, Benjamin R. Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. I'm starting to forget what you at least smell like because I can see you and I can hear you, but it's been a while. Well, last, like, Thursday is the last time you've been in studio.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird scene. It does bring back, some I guess, fond memories of broadcasting together in the Corona Cave. But Hannah asked me this morning, do you like working in there? I said, I do. It's nice to be at home and get a little extra rest. But I miss the energy of being in the room. And you feel, like, kind of left out. This is how Paulie felt for, like, 6 months. So, Paulie, you had your fourth anniversary dinner last night at Poseidon, which is a delicious place. What did you have?
Let's see. We split a Caesar salad to start. Okay. And then Megan got the yellowfin tuna.
Delicious.
Always a good choice.
And then I got the pork chop.
Pork chop at a fish shop.
Really? Yeah, you went with the land over the sea option.
Yeah, went land and over sea.
Plenty of both, land and sea. I was between the Maine lobster and the pork chop. Just looked delicious. You know what it honestly, what it was?
Do you ever get the fish at a steak restaurant?
Sometimes.
No.
I could.
I really feel compelled. If I'm going to a restaurant that specializes in a certain area of cuisine, I try to stay in that lane and not vary.
I get that for sure.
I do as well.
But this isn't like going to, taco shop and ordering a cheeseburger necessarily. Like, it's still really good food no matter what you get. Anything on the menu is delicious.
But they do have, like, you go to a Mexican restaurant and occasionally they've got the hamburger on the menu for people who just don't like Mexican food and get dragged to the restaurant. It's like, never going to order the non...
I wasn't ordering off the kids' menu. But, no, it was good. Somebody's like, how could you pick a $12 pork chop? It wasn't a $12 pork chop. It was...
If it was, I might have ordered it then. It was only $12.
No kidding. Honestly, what it is for me is I love a good pork chop. And that's something that I never make at home because it's always better at the restaurant.
God, they always do it so good. I've never had a bad pork chop. in my whole life, ever, at a restaurant. Never. It's a good choice. It's a good choice. It was a curious choice, but a good choice, I think. And listen, like we always, order what you dig, man. Eat what you want and be happy with your selection. As long as you're happy at the end of the day, that's all that matters. We are just a couple of weeks away from our third annual-ish Ben and Woods Open. And Benny, fire the details out because I've got a story that even Ben hasn't heard yet. That is going to, you guys are going to. This is how you want to start your Friday off.
Okay? Oh my God!
Yeah, just a reminder. It's going to be on June 19th. That's a Wednesday. Goat Hill Park in Oceanside. It's right off the freeway there. It's pretty easy to get to. I know it's. I think some people think, oh, it's way up in Oceanside. Very, very conveniently located right off the 5 freeway. It's in fantastic shape. If you haven't played Goat Hill, I was talking with a guy last night. Just he's been playing there regularly. So much fun. Such a fun, great little course to play at. We've got flights in both the morning and the afternoon. Shotgun at 8 a.m., which is filled up pretty quickly. There's only a couple of spots left. There's a few more in the afternoon, but you really do want to get signed up soon. If you'd like to get involved, you can sign up for a foursome. You can sign up for a twosome, sign up by yourself, and we'll pair you with other tier ones. But we're just hoping to have a really enjoyable time. We've got prizes for the winners. We've got some auction raffle items that you can buy raffle tickets and win some great prizes. There's going to be food, multiple food, beverages, responsible adult beverage drinking going on, and some fun stuff, including Ben's Glory Hole, which Woods yep. named, where you can hit a
there
shot.
It was. Glory Hole.
Compare yeah. it to mine and potentially win a dozen Callaway Chrome Tour golf balls. Chrome Tour being our sponsor of the tournament, which is really great of Callaway, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Paulie's got all the information on our socials. If you want to go, just click the link, sign up, and get there soon, though, because we're going to have to, you know, put the foursomes and everything together here really soon, and there aren't that many spots left. So if you were thinking about it, if you're kind of on the fence, this would be a good decision day on a Friday to go, you know what, let's do it. Either you got the day off, hopefully. Many people do on that June 19th. It's a Wednesday. If you don't, it's probably worth taking a day off and joining the rest of the Tier 1 community out there, because the first two were excellent events, really great vibe, and expecting more of the same later this month. Or next month,
Cole
actually.
Asks,
this is still May.
Yeah, it's still May, the longest month of our lives. Cole asks, do I have to be good to play at the Ben and Woods Open? No, it's a scramble. So it's a best ball. You know, Ben hits a shot, I hit a shot, Paulie hits a shot, you hit a shot.
Pick up the three worst ones and then go to the best one.
And sometimes, man, just make a couple putts and you'll help your team. And yeah, we're going to pair people together. So we got to get all that done. But it's funny because you mentioned, you know, getting involved with the tournament. And a couple weeks ago, I got a call from our pal Chris Connolly, who does marketing for the San Diego Padres. And they are, of course, a partner of ours. And you know what? I was so touched with his offer. He said, I know, you know, with golf tournaments, you want to have things that people like. And people, you know, they show up, they pay their money, whatever. They get their breakfast burrito, and they get their beer, they get their whatever, and then you give them a bag full of stuff. And I said, yeah, we're currently working on the swag bags. And he said, let me see what I can do to help.
And how many golf tournaments do you go to where you get, like, you know, something that maybe, like, shtick, like, oh, it's, you know, nose hair trimmers or something?
But we
like,
gave
cool.
those away.
Yeah.
Those away.
And how many people actually use those?
Like, I do. I still use my Ben and
no,
Woods nose
don't.
Hair trimmers. I do. I
no,
swear to God.
No, you don't.
I swear. Woman! She will bring them in, dude. I'm telling you. She will bring them in. I use them. But anyway, so Chris calls me and says, hey, we'd love to help. So not only are they going to give tickets away and a Padres basket and all that, he goes, you're going to need some stuff to put in the bags. And I said, yeah, that would be amazing. And so he says, let me see what I can do. So I don't think anything about it. I just keep moving on with my life. And last Friday, I awoke in Joshua Tree to a text that said this from our beloved Chris Connolly. I'm going to pull it up for you. Should have had it ready. I don't. Says, the 200 rally towels were dropped off at your offices yesterday to your attention. FYI, Chris. And I said, you're the best, man. Thank you. Okay? 200 rally towels we're going to put in there. Yeah, Paulie's got one right there. So yesterday, it kind of... Now, listen, I was on vacation. I was out of the city and, you know, frankly, not feeling my best Friday morning when I woke up. I'll be completely honest with you guys. And I called our boss, Adam Klug, yesterday. And I said, hey, bud, by the by... just wanted to make sure you still had those rally towels. I know I've been out all week. I need to pick up those.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
I need to pick up from you these rally towels. Bring them home because I'll probably be the one that ends up stuffing the majority of the bags. So I'm going to bring those to my house. And there was silence on the other end of the line. And I said, hello, Adam, are you there? He said, the yellow rally towels. And I said,
yeah.
He said, those were for you. And I said, yes. And he said,
do you see where this is heading, Ben?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. He said, we might have a problem. And I said, what would that be? He said, well, they dropped off some stuff, you know, some of the giveaways with some talking points, you know, like they always do, of the Xander Bogaerts bobblehead or the new
City Connect pouch.
The City Connect pouch, right? And so I said, hey, but there certainly weren't any talking points for some outdated rally towels.
From
right?
2022.
And he said, now that I think about it, no, there weren't. And I said, well, what did you do with them? He said, I gave the majority of them away. And I said, you're joking.
200 and rally towels,
wait,
ladies and gentlemen.
Who would he have given them to?
It's a great question. It's a great question that you ask.
Who so didn't get one, actually?
Yeah, pretty much. Who didn't get one? So I call Pauly, and Pauly goes, dude, now that you mention it, there are rally towels all over this office.
That weren't there like 4 days ago.
There's one next to the sink. There's stuff everywhere. And I go, no way.
Rally dish towels, apparently.
Rally dish towels, apparently. maybe they're in the bathroom to dry your hands with. And so at this point, I'm not even mad. I just start laughing. He goes, oh, also? He goes, there were so many of them, I gave two bags to Braden. I go, what does Braden need with two full bags of rally towels? I'm like, what is he work at a car wash on the weekend? Like, what's going on? Who needs rally towels in bulk? Unless you're the Padres in the playoffs. And so I said, he goes, hang on. All right. He goes, Braden is also trying to get stuff for a golf tournament he's doing. Let me call Braden. So he calls Braden. And he goes, dude, I'm so sorry. You need to get those back. I text Braden. I go, dude, I'm so sorry. We have to ask for those back. He's like, yeah, I think I can get them. I've already dropped them off, but I'm pretty sure I can call up there and get them. So then I said to Adam, and I go, look, you know you're dead for this, right? Like the sad part is I can picture you standing at the front of the office. Hey, good morning. Here's a rally towel for you. Here's one for you. Like some Santa Claus, like handing out rally towels. I'm not joking. Look at the pictures that were sent to me yesterday of rally towels all over our office. This man handed out our prizes to every rank and file person at Odyssey San Diego. Look at there's one next to the sink with a rally towel. There's a pile of them
in every sales cubicle.
Desk.
There's
yep. Every office has.
Look, at least this guy, M. Peter,
on the
is
ping
resting
pong
his
table.
Coffee on one.
There's the ping
oh,
pong
there's
table.
There's a stack of them in the corner. He's literally just look on the ping pong table that doesn't belong in the office. I mean, they are piles on people's desks. My man was walking around like a kid at Christmas, just handing stuff out like Santa Claus. Look, piles and piles of rally towels. So, yeah, the sink one is my favorite. I mean,
that's the one that I was like filling up my water the other day, or yesterday actually. And when you mentioned that on the phone, I go, you know, I did see one that's like on the counter in the kitchen to like put wet dishes on. It wasn't there 2 or 3 days ago. I think Adam actually just started divvying them up all around the office.
Yeah, he gave Braden two full bags and then took the other bags and just started handing them out. And I just went, I started laughing. I go, I love you, but you're insane. And now, you know, if it came down to it, you know, if we don't get them back or something, we can't put them in the bags, you know, what is the solution there? And I thought Ben may recommend like a roll of Bounty paper towels. We could just rip one individual towel.
Write Padres
towel
on it. There you go.
Yeah. We'll write Padres on it in
let's
Sharpie.
Let's go Padres.
Yeah, let's go Padres. LFGSD. But yeah, man, that's our boss, Adam Klug. The guy gets, he's really, he abuses his power in the office with those prizes. And I think we need to set up some sort of mediator that can dole these out because he gets so excited.
Well, this is why, because we also have some great prizes from Callaway. When they asked, where do you want us to send them? I said, let's send them like to Woods's house, because I don't want them coming into this building at all.
No.
But I guess we never got to that step, unfortunately, with the rally towels, and they came through the building, unfortunately.
Yeah, hey, Michael, these Callaway wedges with Ben and Woods Open engraved on them. Do you want one?
Yeah. We show up to work, and they're just chipping all of our balls with our logo, with our wedges that we're giving away. I mean, it is unbelievable. Yeah, my wife says he's Mary Poppins of swag. He carries that backpack around with giveaway merch. That's it. What do his kids open at Christmas? I guarantee you he put three of those aside to wrap up for his kids at Christmas. I promise you.
That makes him like Bill Walton, who apparently did the same thing with his kids in their stocking. Just took all the swag.
I didn't hear this.
Yeah,
oh.
This is one of the stories after he passed away.
Let me pull up the exact post.
But basically, he was also a swag storer and held it for Christmas for his kids.
Yeah, this
is unbelievable.
This guy, Vince Mancini, he posted, when everybody's posting all their Bill Walton stories a few days ago, he says, my favorite Bill Walton story was Luke Walton telling how, for Christmas, his dad would just wrap up some free swag that he had collected. And one year, Luke Walton's stocking was just huge and overstuffed, and he was all excited to open it. And then when he did, it was nothing but power bars inside.
Power bars.
Wow, just what I wanted. 137 power bars. Dad, you shouldn't have.
That is, listen, my dad's done it. My dad has 100% done it. He's went one stuff at golf tournaments, jammed it in our stocking or something. It is just, it's what dads do. I can't wait to do it to my kids. Ben and Woods merch and stickers and radio swag and Toby Keith shirts from down the hall, like whatever I can find. But Adam, I love you, but you need to get my towels back for me, man. At some point, I need to get this figured out and get on our way. Mm. But I thought you guys would enjoy that story, Benjamin.
Well, we're learning the ups and downs of hosting a golf tournament kind of on our own this year. It's a little bit different than the first two. And let's just say I'm looking forward to the ups of the actual golf tournament day, because everything before the golf tournament kind of sucks.
It really is tough. It's been tough, but we are going to persevere. So, please sign up. That will make us very happy to get it filled up, or even close to filled up. And we are really close to filled up, but I want to make sure that it's a good turnout and that everybody's happy. We are we like to please you guys, the tier ones. We're not making a dime off of this. Like, that's not our goal at all. We want to help the charity. We want to help the tier ones, and we just want to have a good day with you guys.
That's so, right. North County Junior Golf is going to get the proceeds. They're so excited about getting our help here on this, and we couldn't have done it. Obviously, Padres, Callaway, big time thank you. Virgin Beer going to be supplying the beverages for us to enjoy. So please sign up, and we would love to see you out there on June 19th at Goat Hill in Oceanside. All right,
yes, sir.
You ready to get going here today?
Let's
it's a Friday.
It
it's a Friar Friday. We've got Mike Schilt coming up later on the show today. I'd imagine that a lot of people are eagerly anticipating the skipper's appearance from Kansas City as the Padres get ready for their series. We will set the menu for the program when we come back. Get things started here with Ben and Woods and Paul going into your weekend on San Diego's number one sports station. Kelly with some traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Fryer Friday. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Woodsy's still on remote, but you will be back in studio on Monday.
Yes, sir.
But we will not be all together on Monday because we will be losing Paul Reindel to his anniversary trip. You're going to be gone on Monday and Tuesday, or you'll be back on Tuesday?
I get back Tuesday afternoon, so
I'll Wednesday
be back
morning.
Wednesday
all right, so we'll have either Italian Paul or Adam
you will
on the board.
Adam.
We've got Talboy on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Talboy on Monday and then Italian Paul on Tuesday.
I'm sure he's very much now looking forward to getting to spend 4 hours on the air with us after the Tal mishap when he when he runs the show on Monday morning. So next Wednesday, we'll go 2 weeks without the three of us all being together in this room.
Yeah.
When Paul finally gets back, hopefully, knock on wood, that we all make it that far. But have a good Friday show for you coming up. We got some great guests today. We will talk some Padres coming up here in our next segment as we look ahead to this road trip series in Kansas City that starts later today, 5:10 at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, as Dylan Cease takes the mound against Michael Wacha, former Friar for the Kansas City Royals, getting the start in the series opener. So we'll talk some Padres baseball at 7 o'clock. Something happened yesterday with at the Woods household. You might have seen it on social media, and I've got some questions about it. So
okay.
I'm gonna grill Woods about what I saw from one of his ring cams that they posted on social media yesterday.
Boy.
And finally, for the first time this week, we will play a game of Take on Woods because he's here. We can have a contestant and do the whole game. So we will actually bring back Take on Woods today for a chance to qualify for Las Vegas. We've got Don't Do This at 7:20. And then at 7:35, something a little different. But we will be joined. Big, big day for this guest. Brock Ungerich, the head coach of the USD baseball team, is playing today in the NCAA regionals up in Santa Barbara. They're taking on the Oregon Ducks. And this USD team has a shot. They are loaded with talent. They've got pitching. They've got hitting. They've got some great defense. I mean, I see so many SportsCenter top 10 plays from the USD Toreros in the field. They've got a shot maybe this year to get to the College World Series for the first time, but it is such a hard road, and he's going to join us the morning of the game. They play at noon today, so we're going to talk to Coach Ungerich as the Toreros get ready to open their NCAA tournament coming up later today. And then right at 8 o'clock, we go right into our Cespedes Family Barbecue Friday with Jake Mintz, who's going to be with us. And I know, Woods, you were you're excited to ask Jake Mintz about yesterday's big story with the Mets and Jorge Lopez, and there's been a couple of developments on that since yesterday as well.
Yeah, he wrote a really, really brilliant piece for Yahoo, and he's such a good writer, man. He's such a good writer. Read it this morning and was very moved by it. And it's just, again, good lesson for all of us sports fans out there.
Then we've got some Reindel Report headlines coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. And, of course, at 9 o'clock, it'll be the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt coming up from Kansas City. And, yeah, I mean, we'll talk about what went down and his feelings about the squad and, you know, how the team has been playing. We know what his thoughts are, though. The San Diego Padres, Woods, are playing good baseball right now. They've won 7 of their last 9 series. I don't think we're gonna get him to say anything else. We don't need to try to get him to say anything other than that. I think we'd be kind of petulant if we're going to try to argue that the Padres aren't playing good baseball, correct?
It's funny, though, you know, the way that it's worked out the last, God, seems like every week, but the Padres are playing well. Then they drop that Wednesday game in spectacular fashion. Then the media asks Schilte about it, and Schilte gets upset. Then there's a day off, right? Cooler heads prevail. And then we get him on Friday, and I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, I don't really care about asking him what happened in that game against the Mays ago. You know what I mean? Like, we've already heard the audio. There's no need to rehash it. But this cycle, I think what I want to ask him is, hey, is it possible for you guys to win more Wednesday games? That would be great for all of us involved. Just start winning on Wednesday, and, you know, then we can keep the good vibes going. I don't feel it necessary to be like, so what happened 48 hours ago?
I think... You know, he definitely bristles at the idea of rough patches and roller coasters. We heard that on Wednesday. But we also heard his own players, like Jake Cronenworth, said, we've yet to kick it into our highest gear. And what I just kind of want to know is what it's going to take to get from good, where you've been, to the highest gear. Like, where's that last little bit going to come from that we haven't, and I think even he'd have to agree that we haven't seen the highest gear from the San Diego Padres. And, you know, he told us in spring training that this team is not going to be the best version of itself early in the season. You know, my goal is that we're going to be playing better baseball as the season goes on and our best baseball at the end of the series. Better as the game goes on, better as the series goes on, better as the season goes on. And if that's the case, and he's true to his word, then the Padres should be in for a good year here, because they have slowly gotten better from the start of the year to where they are now. Would you not agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it a million times. I see really brilliant baseball out of this team at times. Brilliant. Like, really good, inspired, brilliant, smart baseball. And then other times I do see games like Wednesday where it's like, all right, well, we won the series and you know, we got a plane to catch, and just a non-competitive game, really. So I think it's hard for even him to prognosticate. What he's going on is his 30 years in the game and knowing, you know, it's a new team for him as well. I know he's been here before, but it's still a new team. He's got to figure out how all the pieces fit exactly. But, you know, what are we, 59 games in? And, you know, I think it's time for everybody to decide what kind of team they want to be this year. And I know his vision, and I believe in his vision. I absolutely do. But it is interesting, you know, the disparity we see from time to time.
So final hour will definitely be centered around our Friar Friday manager's report with Mike Schilte. We've also got some more tickets to the San Diego County Fair to give away. In fact, why don't we do that right now? We've got our first four-pack of tickets for the early risers. Really appreciate everybody who gets up in our first hour here with Ben and Woods. So if you want to call in right now, fourth caller is going to win a four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair. 8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3- 833-288-0973. Fourth caller, get a 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair happening June 12th through July 7th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at sdfair.com. We'll have more to give away later in the program as well.
I love the fair. I can't wait.
Let's see. We did had the fair preview day this week, and Chicken Charlie was frying up. He called it a funnel cake hot dog. So it's a hot dog on a stick, but with a funnel cake batter surrounding it, and then powdered sugar and maple syrup adorning said funnel cake hot dog.
I can hear my cholesterol bubbling.
But that's what the fair is about.
My body. Yeah, it is.
I mean, I know you like the healthy corn, grilled corn,
yes,
and that's all you'll eat when you go to the fair.
Yep, that's true.
But all right, calling in now for the fair tickets, and we'll come back with some Padres talk and looking ahead to this weekend in Kansas City against a pretty good Kansas City Royals team.
Really good team.
Coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Austin, who just won the four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair, who are the presenting sponsor for this hour on 97.3 The Fan. Let's go retro at the San Diego County Fair opening June 7th. The magic of the Midway live concerts and a nostalgic celebration of fashion, culture, and more. Buy your tickets now online. Learn more at what's happening at sdfair.com. That's sdfair.com. Well, another tough road series coming up for the San Diego Padres, and they have they've had a lot of these, Woods, against some of the best home teams in baseball already this season. I want to go through some of this as they get ready to play in Kansas City tonight in this segment. We can do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So the Major League Baseball schedule makers did not do the San Diego Padres any favors. Now, I don't think it's on purpose. They didn't know which teams were going to be the best teams at home this season, but when you look at who has played the best in their home ballpark, and I will go through some of the top teams, got the Dodgers, Brewers, Cubs, Giants have been really good at home, Braves have been really good at home, Phillies, of course, Mariners, Guardians, Royals, Yankees, and Orioles have been some of the best teams at home this season. Well, Padres have already played a lot of them. In fact, they've won four of five series against the teams with the best home records in baseball. They took two of three against the Dodgers. They took three of four at the Braves. They took two of three at the Brewers. They took two of three at the Cubs. The only one they actually lost against one of those top teams is in San Francisco, right there in the first road series of the season against the Giants when they dropped two of three in San Francisco. And now they've got another one here this week. They got the Royals, who are 21-8 at Kauffman Stadium this year. 21-8. They just had an 8-game winning streak that was mostly at home. Now, they did lose four of their last five on a road trip. They were in Minnesota the last few days. They lost yesterday, but they are coming back to the place where they have been very comfortable and played some of the best baseball. They are 12 games above 500. They've got the second best run differential in the American League next to only the Yankees. This is a really good Kansas City Royals team the Padres are facing over the next 3 days.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Michael Wacha is our old friend. Certainly he's going to be on the bump tonight. Dylan Cease, I think this is such a big start for him. Hasn't looked terrible, certainly, but has not looked like the dominant Dylan Cease, that we grew to love so quickly, here in San Diego right now. So his ERA is ballooned up for him to almost four right now in five May starts. And, I think, he pitched against them a bunch back when he was with Chicago. He's really good on the road as well. So it should be, it should be a really good series, man. I'm very impressed with what Kansas City has done. Now, in that 8-game win streak, you know, they were beating up on the A's, who have been a little bit better this year. I think they were beating up on the White Sox as well. But, like, look, they're going to be ready to play in a place that they're super comfortable playing in.
By the way, obviously you play every National League team, both home and away, but you only play half of the American League teams at their place, and then the other half comes to San Diego, and then they flip-flop every year. Padres still do have to go to Baltimore. They're 19-11 at home, and Cleveland, right after the All-Star break, they're 18-6 at home. So they just happen, and Seattle, they play home and road against Seattle every year. So they just happen to have drawn every single, other than the Yankees, every single one of the teams with winning records at home in the American League in their interleague schedule this year, other than the New York Yankees, who, of course, already came into Petco Park. So, again, as I said, the schedule makers didn't exactly do the Padres any favors, but they, of course, have kind of defied that by playing their best baseball both on the road and against these better teams so far early in the season, which makes, like, zero sense whatsoever that, you know, you don't make hay in these games. You try to survive these games on the road. Yet these are the games the Padres have actually made hay. They're winning at almost a 650 clip on the road against the best teams in baseball. And against everyone else, they're, you know, winning at around a 420, 430 clip, which is why they're barely a game above 500 at this point of the season. You can't expect to be able to do that all year long, that you're going to have your best series on the road against top teams in baseball. Love to see if they can just do it one more time, though. If they can get one more series win here, it'll be a while before they have to play another, not until the second half of the season, where they actually have to go into one of these road venues against one of the better teams in baseball. So this is kind of the end of the first half gauntlet, as it were, for these road series against the toughest teams in baseball.
And it's funny, you know, we'll sit and lament the fact that they're not playing well at home and they are playing well on the road, and we'll bitch about it and you know, moan about it, but God, do we hope it continues right now. I mean, you absolutely have to have it. This team has been hovering around, you know, a game under, two games under, two games over 500 most of the season. So you hope that the trend continues, honestly. Like, I need them to go into Kansas City and beat up on Michael Wacha. You're going to miss Seth Lugo, who's been really good this year. I was reading an article about him yesterday, too, that basically said, yeah, he's been really good. He's also been one of the luckier pitchers in baseball. But, hey, man, when the luck is going your way and you're pounding the zone like we know he does, he gets a lot of outs. He gets a lot of outs. And Wacha has pitched really well, too. He had one blow-up kind of outing that's ballooned his ERA up, too. But he's basically good for, like, two runs, Ben. That's it. And that's how he's been all season.
Oh, we certainly saw him pitch a number of quality starts last year for the Padres. So, yeah, Dylan Cease, Wacha today, Musgrove against Alec Marsh tomorrow, and Michael King against Cole Reagans, who's also been pretty nasty for them this season Sunday series finale.
They're such a fun team to watch, man, and as much as I hope we whip up on them, you know, certainly, they are a really exciting young team. And then, of course, bolstered by their catcher, Salvi Perez, having a monster season for them. The pitching has been good. You know, they get a lot of quality starts. They're kind of middle of the road as far as batting average allowed and their whip. But, man, they're a really solid squad. And, you know, there's a couple guys in their lineup. Don't let them get you. Don't let Bobby Witt Jr. get you.
He's the reigning American League Player of the Week, just like Luis Arraez is the reigning National League Player of the Week. So you got both of those guys on the field.
Yeah, and try not to let Salvi get you.
What's going on in your house?
Everything okay over there?
Oh, my kids are up and running around screaming. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Hey, pipe down in there.
It's good parenting. There you go. Well done.
That'll show them.
Yeah, that'll get them. Well, we'll see. I think Hunter Renfro is a current Royal, I do believe.
There's a number of familiar faces on that Kansas City Royals team.
Adam Frazier, Hunter Renfro. Yeah, few familiar names in there. Yeah, interesting. But yeah, I mean, outside of Witt Jr. and Salvi Perez, you know, there's a couple guys that can hit the long ball. But really, I mean, those are the two guys you want to try to keep them, you know, limit their damage. But I'm excited to see how these two teams match up, man.
And you know, quite frankly, Mike Schilt has a chance to back up his words from Wednesday, his words of, you know, not being worried about an off performance. If they go in and they take two or three from Kansas City on the road, he will basically be able to say, see, I told you, you know, we're playing good baseball. That was a one-off bad game that people shouldn't get that worried about. That's just baseball. But if they go out and have a bad series here, then all of a sudden those words from Wednesday are going to look a little worse. They're going to look like, okay, you know, something's on fire and you're not grabbing the bucket of water to extinguish it. So he has a chance to kind of go and prove what he was saying about his team coming up in this next series, that, yeah, we're still playing good one game out of a stretch of 3 weeks, and just say, okay, well, there goes the good feelings and there goes our good vibes. It's all gone because we played a poor game at home against the Miami Marlins.
The Marlins, yeah. No, I agree. And again, I know for us, you know, we like to look ahead, and I know he has to look ahead as part of his job. But honestly, man, the focus has got to be figuring out a way to beat Michael Wacha tonight at home, where they play really well. And again, they're they're scuffling a little bit. You know, like you said, they've lost four out of five. They are a really, really good team at Kauffman Stadium. But you got to figure out a way. You get first ups. You know, again, punch them in the mouth. And the first ups thing is always real to me. If you can get early runs, because think about how when the Padres play at home, doesn't it feel like we're behind 2-0 after the first in almost every game? And then we're having to grind our way back. Same thing goes on the road, man. You have the opportunity to score first, get it done. You know, just take the wind out of their sails and make them try to crawl back. So I'm excited. I do think these are pretty evenly matched teams. Does that make sense? I know the division that they play in is not the greatest. They do have the Guardians in their division, but it's not the greatest division. They are playing good baseball, but I do feel like this is a beatable team.
I mean, I don't know. Yes, they've got the White Sox to beat up on, but the Guardians are good. The Twins are
really,
I think, good. And the Tigers are 500, and they've got some really good players and tough pitchers like Tarik Skubal that you're going to have to go up against regularly if you're in that division. I mean, the Central is not a bad division by any stretch of the imagination. It's actually a pretty good division with one really, really bad team at the bottom.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. I mean, it's just they feel evenly matched to me. Go ahead, come in.
So I see Jeff in our chat is going to be there for the games this weekend. You went to Kansas City 2 years ago and got to go to Kauffman Stadium. It's one that I would love to get to see. I know they've been talking about like replacing it or putting a new stadium together, and there's been some pushback in Kansas City because people do love that ballpark. It may be a little old and not have the modern amenities of some of the newer parks around there, but people generally enjoy that experience. You enjoyed it when you went there, right?
I loved it. I loved it. I really had a phenomenal, phenomenal time at Kauffman Stadium. I thought it was beautiful. Standing out by the waterfalls was incredible. It was really, really cool. And it was clean. The people were massively friendly. They had a huge play area for kids that, you know, it what we've done out in Gallagher Square is pretty comparable to what they had out there already. And it was just a really fun, easy ballpark to get to, easy ballpark to get around, and very, very nice people there as well. Very cool.
It's I just realized it's the Padres waterfall road trip because they're going to Kansas City and the Big A that has the big waterfall out in center field as well. Are those the only two ballparks that have waterfalls in the outfield?
As far as I know. Oh, yeah, and I did see there is rain expected for tonight as well.
Fantastic.
Pretty severe rain as well.
Oh.
Jeff said he's people on Reddit told him to avoid the concession barbecue, go out in town. I think you could say that about, you know, any ballpark you go to. If you're going to get local fare, get it locally, and then if in a pinch, you get it at the ballpark. But the barbecue we had in Kansas City was spectacular, spectacular. So you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to find a really nice environment to watch a baseball game. And again, a really young, exciting team to watch as well.
Arthur Bryant's is one of those legendary spots in Kansas City with the ribs. And Kansas City tends to go with the sweeter barbecue sauce on their smoked meats compared to, you know, maybe like a Carolina style that's not quite as sweet. They're more pulled pork out there, but it's ribs is usually what you go for in Kansas City. Like Texas is brisket. Kansas City is generally ribs if you're going with the barbecue.
Did you see Jesse Agler's Instagram story last night? Holy smokes.
Holy smoked? What did he get?
Mud took them all out for Kansas City ribs last night, and it looked spectacular. It was Mud, Tony Gwynn Jr. I mean, it looked phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I'm shocked that Mud knows a place to get good food on the road.
Of course.
That's a big-time upset. All right, we will come back. We're going to play Take on Woods in our next segment. We haven't done so all week long. Plus, I'm going to grill Woodsy a little bit about a ring cam video from his front porch that was posted yesterday. That's coming up next with Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Austin, who just won the four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair, who are the presenting sponsor for this hour on 97.3 The Fan. Let's go retro at the San Diego County Fair opening June 7th. The magic of the Midway live concerts and a nostalgic celebration of fashion, culture, and more. Buy your tickets now online. Learn more at what's happening at sdfair.com. That's sdfair.com. Well, another tough road series coming up for the San Diego Padres, and they have they've had a lot of these, Woods, against some of the best home teams in baseball already this season. I want to go through some of this as they get ready to play in Kansas City tonight in this segment. We can do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So the Major League Baseball schedule makers did not do the San Diego Padres any favors. Now, I don't think it's on purpose. They didn't know which teams were going to be the best teams at home this season, but when you look at who has played the best in their home ballpark, and I will go through some of the top teams, got the Dodgers, Brewers, Cubs, Giants have been really good at home, Braves have been really good at home, Phillies, of course, Mariners, Guardians, Royals, Yankees, and Orioles have been some of the best teams at home this season. Well, Padres have already played a lot of them. In fact, they've won four of five series against the teams with the best home records in baseball. They took two of three against the Dodgers. They took three of four at the Braves. They took two of three at the Brewers. They took two of three at the Cubs. The only one they actually lost against one of those top teams is in San Francisco, right there in the first road series of the season against the Giants when they dropped two of three in San Francisco. And now they've got another one here this week. They got the Royals, who are 21-8 at Kauffman Stadium this year. 21-8. They just had an 8-game winning streak that was mostly at home. Now, they did lose four of their last five on a road trip. They were in Minnesota the last few days. They lost yesterday, but they are coming back to the place where they have been very comfortable and played some of the best baseball. They are 12 games above 500. They've got the second best run differential in the American League next to only the Yankees. This is a really good Kansas City Royals team the Padres are facing over the next 3 days.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Michael Wacha is our old friend. Certainly he's going to be on the bump tonight. Dylan Cease, I think this is such a big start for him. Hasn't looked terrible, certainly, but has not looked like the dominant Dylan Cease, that we grew to love so quickly, here in San Diego right now. So his ERA is ballooned up for him to almost four right now in five May starts. And, I think he pitched against them a bunch back when he was with Chicago. He's really good on the road as well. So it should be, it should be a really good series, man. I'm very impressed with what Kansas City has done. Now, in that 8-game win streak, you know, they were beating up on the A's, who have been a little bit better this year. I think they were beating up on the White Sox as well. But, like, look, they're going to be ready to play in a place that they're super comfortable playing in.
By the way, obviously you play every National League team, both home and away, but you only play half of the American League teams at their place, and then the other half comes to San Diego, and then they flip-flop every year. Padres still do have to go to Baltimore. They're 19-11 at home, and Cleveland, right after the All-Star break, they're 18-6 at home. So they just happen, and Seattle, they play home and road against Seattle every year. So they just happen to have drawn every single, other than the Yankees, every single one of the teams with winning records at home in the American League in their interleague schedule this year, other than the New York Yankees, who, of course, already came into Petco Park. So, again, as I said, the schedule makers didn't exactly do the Padres any favors, but they, of course, have kind of defied that by playing their best baseball both on the road and against these better teams so far early in the season, which makes, like, zero sense whatsoever that, you know, you don't make hay in these games. You try to survive these games on the road. Yet these are the games the Padres have actually made. Hey, they're winning at almost a 650 clip on the road against the best teams in baseball. And against everyone else, they're, you know, winning at around a 420, 430 clip, which is why they're barely a game above 500 at this point of the season. You can't expect to be able to do that all year long, that you're going to have your best series on the road against top teams in baseball. Love to see if they can just do it one more time, though. If they can get one more series win here, it'll be a while before they have to play another, not until the second half of the season, where they actually have to go into one of these road venues against one of the better teams in baseball. So this is kind of the end of the first half gauntlet, as it were, for these road series against the toughest teams in baseball.
And it's funny, you know, we'll sit and lament the fact that they're not playing well at home and they are playing well on the road, and we'll bitch about it and you know, moan about it, but God, do we hope it continues right now. I mean, you absolutely have to have it. This team has been hovering around, you know, a game under, two games under, two games over 500 most of the season. So you hope that the trend continues, honestly. Like, I need them to go into Kansas City and beat up on Michael Wacha. You're going to miss Seth Lugo, who's been really good this year. I was reading an article about him yesterday, too, that basically said, yeah, he's been really good. He's also been one of the luckier pitchers in baseball. But, hey, man, when the luck is going your way and you're pounding the zone like we know he does, he gets a lot of outs. He gets a lot of outs. And Wacha has pitched really well, too. He had one blow-up kind of outing that's ballooned his ERA up, too. But he's basically good for, like, two runs, Ben. That's it. And that's how he's been all season.
Oh, we certainly saw him pitch a number of quality starts last year for the Padres. So, yeah, Dylan Cease, Wacha today, Musgrove against Alec Marsh tomorrow, and Michael King against Cole Reagans, who's also been pretty nasty for them this season Sunday series finale.
They're such a fun team to watch, man, and as much as I hope we whip up on them, you know, certainly, they are a really exciting young team. And then, of course, bolstered by their catcher, Salvi Perez, having a monster season for them. The pitching has been good. You know, they get a lot of quality starts. They're kind of middle of the road as far as batting average allowed and their whip. But, man, they're a really solid squad. And, you know, there's a couple guys in their lineup. Don't let them get you. Don't let Bobby Witt Jr. get you.
He's the reigning American League Player of the Week, just like Luis Arraez is the reigning National League Player of the Week. So you got both of those guys on the field.
Yeah, and try not to let Salvi get you.
What's going on in your house?
Everything okay over there?
Oh, my kids are up and running around screaming. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Hey, pipe down in there.
It's good parenting. There you go. Well done.
That'll show them.
Yeah, that'll get them. Well, we'll see. I think Hunter Renfro is a current Royal, I do believe.
There's a number of familiar faces on that Kansas City Royals team.
Adam Frazier, Hunter Renfro. Yeah, few familiar names in there. Yeah, interesting. But yeah, I mean, outside of Witt Jr. and Salvi Perez, you know, there's a couple guys that can hit the long ball. But really, I mean, those are the two guys you want to try to keep them, you know, limit their damage. But I'm excited to see how these two teams match up, man.
And you know, quite frankly, Mike Schilt has a chance to back up his words from Wednesday, his words of, you know, not being worried about you know, an off performance. If they go in and they take two or three from Kansas City on the road, he will basically be able to say, see, I told you, you know, we're playing good baseball. That was a one-off bad game that people shouldn't get that worried about. That's just baseball. But if they go out and have a bad series here, then all of a sudden those words from Wednesday are going to look a little worse. They're going to look like, okay, you know, something's on fire and you're not grabbing the bucket of water to extinguish it. So he has a chance to kind of go and prove what he was saying about his team coming up in this next series, that, yeah, we're still playing good one game out of a stretch of 3 weeks, and just say, okay, well, there goes the good feelings and there goes our good vibes. It's all gone because we played a poor game at home against the Miami Marlins.
The Marlins, yeah. No, I agree. And again, I know for us, you know, we like to look ahead, and I know he has to look ahead as part of his job. But honestly, man, the focus has got to be figuring out a way to beat Michael Wacha tonight at home, where they play really well. And again, they're they're scuffling a little bit. You know, like you said, they've lost four out of five. They are a really, really good team at Kauffman Stadium, but you got to figure out a way. You get first ups, you know, again, punch them in the mouth. And the first ups thing is always real to me. If you can get early runs, because think about how when the Padres play at home, doesn't it feel like we're behind 2-0 after the first in almost every game? And then we're having to grind our way back. Same thing goes on the road, man. You have the opportunity to score first, get it done, you know, just take the wind out of their sails and make them try to crawl back. So I'm excited. I do think these are pretty evenly matched teams. Does that make sense? I know the division that they play in is not the greatest. They do have the Guardians in their division, but it's not the greatest division. They are playing good baseball, but I do feel like this is a beatable team.
I mean, I don't know. Yes, they've got the White Sox to beat up on, but the Guardians are good. The Twins are really good. And the Tigers are 500, and they've got some really good players and tough pitchers like Tarik Skubal that you're going to have to go up against regularly if you're in that division. I mean, the Central is not a bad division by any stretch of the imagination. It's actually a pretty good division with one really, really bad team at the bottom.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. I mean, it's just they feel evenly matched to me. Go ahead, come in.
So I see Jeff in our chat is going to be there for the games this weekend. You went to Kansas City 2 years ago and got to go to Kauffman Stadium. It's one that I would love to get to see. I know they've been talking about like replacing it or putting a new stadium together, and there's been some pushback in Kansas City because people do love that ballpark. It may be a little old and not have the modern amenities of some of the newer parks around there, but people generally enjoy that experience. You enjoyed it when you went there, right?
I loved it. I loved it. I really had a phenomenal, phenomenal time at Kauffman Stadium. I thought it was beautiful. Standing out by the waterfalls was incredible. It was really, really cool. And it was clean. The people were massively friendly. They had a huge play area for kids that, you know, what we've done out in Gallagher Square is pretty comparable to what they had out there already. And it was just a really fun, easy ballpark to get to, easy ballpark to get around, and very, very nice people there as well. Very cool.
It's I just realized it's the Padres waterfall road trip because they're going to Kansas City and the Big A that has the big waterfall out in center field as well. Are those the only two ballparks that have waterfalls in the outfield?
As far as I know. Oh, yeah, and I did see there is rain expected for tonight as well.
Fantastic.
Pretty severe rain as well.
Oh.
Jeff said he's people on Reddit told him to avoid the concession barbecue, go out in town. I think you could say that about, you know, any ballpark you go to. If you're going to get local fare, get it locally, and then if in a pinch, you get it at the ballpark. But the barbecue we had in Kansas City was spectacular, spectacular. So you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to find a really nice environment to watch a baseball game. And again, a really young, exciting team to watch as well.
Arthur Bryant's is one of those legendary spots in Kansas City with the ribs. And Kansas City tends to go with the sweeter barbecue sauce on their smoked meats compared to, you know, maybe like a Carolina style that's not quite as sweet. They're more pulled pork out there, but it's ribs is usually what you go for in Kansas City. Like Texas is brisket. Kansas City is generally ribs if you're going with the barbecue.
Did you see Jesse Agler's Instagram story last night? Holy smokes.
Holy smoked? What did he get?
Mud took them all out for Kansas City ribs last night, and it looked spectacular. It was Mud, Tony Gwynn Jr. I mean, it looked phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I'm shocked that Mud knows a place to get good food on the road.
Of course.
That's a big-time upset. All right, we will come back. We're going to play Take on Woods in our next segment. We haven't done so all week long. Plus, I'm going to grill Woodsy a little bit about a ring cam video from his front porch that was posted yesterday. That's coming up next with Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.